number 9, 1 Samuel, chapter number 9. Let's stand on to read the Word of God tonight, found in 1 Samuel, chapter number 9. I'm going to read two verses. I've preached out of this text several times, but I've never preached out of this thought that the Lord has given me and shared with my heart. Hope you'll have a pen and pencil tonight and do some marking in your Bible or on some notes, I think, it'll help us in our life. 1 Samuel, chapter number 9. And verse number 1. Brother Mike, you come read that verse 1 and 2 for me, and let me grab a water there tonight. 1 Samuel 9, verses 1 through 2.
Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechorath, the son of Phathiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. I know why he wanted me to read it now.
Amen.
And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people.
Wonderful. Thank you, Brother Mike. Getting me out of a pinch chair tonight. You may be seated. I'm glad that your dialect is a lot better than mine. Amen. Did you notice in verses 1 and 2, there's a statement made? I was preaching one night, and I'd asked the Lord in the motel before service, God, I wish you'd give me something in verse 2. I've read every book I can get my hands on. I just can't get what I need in that. And the Lord showed me something preaching that night. I want to share it with you this evening. Now, notice in verse 1, there was a man of Benjamin. And talking about the father's house. Look, he was a mighty man of power. In verse 2, he had a son. His name was Saul. Choice young man, and a goodly. There was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he, and here's my thought. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. I'm going to preach on this subject tonight, on having somebody to look up to. Having somebody to look up to. The Bible said he was higher from his shoulders and upward. He was higher than any other people. Would you agree with me tonight? We need somebody to look up to. If you would see Saul walk into a place, the Bible says he was head and shoulders above everybody that walked in the building. I began to ponder those things in my heart, and like the Lord showed me, well, Ken, there's some folks, they need somebody to look up to in this day and hour. You'll have to agree, we need some folks that we can look up to. And you'll notice, first of all, there is an expression in verse 2. There's also an example. And then there's a exhortation. So verse 2, notice this now. The Bible said there was a son. I'm glad there was a son. I'm glad God sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe upon Him should not perish, but have, not had, but have, everlasting life. There was a son. This is the expression. Then notice this. He was a choice young man. Then the Bible says there was not a goodlier person than he. Can I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ is better than anybody I've ever met. And then, he was higher than any of the people. That's the expression of the story. But now let's look and get into preaching the example of the story. I'm glad we have somebody we can look up to. Well, Brother Ken, who is that? Oh, it's the Son. He's the highest. He is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have a Son to look up to. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but He's head and shoulders above everybody else. You see, first of all, in Hebrews 12:1, we can look up to Him. You say, well, preacher, why do you say that? Look in Hebrews 12:1 this evening. You can look up to Him. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight that holds us back, and the sin which does so easily beset us or puts us to the side, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You say, Brother Ken, why can we look up to Him? Because He's an elevated person. There's nobody like the Lord Jesus. He's the loveliest of the lovely tonight. He's the fairest among 10,000. There's nobody like Jesus. He is in His elevated person. He has an elevated position. Nobody's on His level this evening. He's on the right-hand side of the Father making intercession for you and I. Isn't that a blessing to know this elevated person and His elevated position and His elevated place? You say, where is the Lord? Well, He lives in our heart if we're saved, but I'm telling you what the Bible says. He's on the right-hand side of the Father. Oh, we have a Son that we can look up to. And not only can we look unto Him, I want to say secondly, we can listen to Him. You know, it's a lot easier to listen to somebody if they're taller than you, they're bigger than you. And here tonight, not only do we have someone we can look up to, but we can listen to. Matter of fact, in Psalms 12, I'm glad that He has golden words this evening. Psalms 12, His words are always right. Notice with us in the Bible, Psalms 12. Here the writer says this. He simply says in verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Now turn to the right in the book of Psalms. Turn to chapter 119. Let's notice here, not only we have someone we can look to, but we have someone we can listen to. Psalms 119, the longest chapter in our Bible. For sake of time, I certainly won't read all of that tonight, but I want you to notice in verse 9 of Psalms 119, He poses a question. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Here it is, by taking heed, therefore, according to Thy word. Look at verse 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Verse 16, I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word. Why is it important to teach your children the word of God? Brother Lee stated Wednesday night out of the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible said, write it upon their hands, upon the frontlets of their face. The word of God, as it goes in their heart, it will endure forever. So he said we would cleanse our way by taking heed to the word of God. Look at verse 17. Deal bountifully with Thy servant, that I may live and keep Thy word. Verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according, here's the phrase, to thy word. Verse 28, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Not only do we get direction from his words by listening, but my goodness, we can get protection from his word tonight. Then you'll notice in verse number 38, there the psalmist says, establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Verse 41, let thy mercies come unto salvation to me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Verse 42, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. Are you trusting in his word tonight? Verse 43, take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. Verse 49, remember the word of thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Verse 50, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me or made me alive. Verse 58, here's the phrase, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart, be merciful unto me according to thy word. Verse 65, he says, thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. 67, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Verse 74, the Bible says, they that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. His word is true tonight, folks. Verse 76, let I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. Verse 81, he says this, my soul faineth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. And then 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I'm glad tonight we've got somebody that we can look up to, but we've also got somebody that we can listen to. Look in Matthew 24 and 32. Jesus had something to say about his word. Matthew 24, verse 32. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. You see here tonight, we have the expression. There was a son, he was a young man, he was a goodlier person than anybody. He was higher and upward than all the people. The expression, but the example. We've got somebody we can look up to. We've got somebody we can listen to. But I'm glad we got somebody we can lean on tonight. Oh my goodness, aren't you glad that he stands taller than everybody else? You say, well, preacher, why can we lean on him? Because he's bigger than anybody else. I want to say Matthew 11, 27. Turn left in your Bible. Matthew 11 and 27. Preach it on somebody to look up to tonight. Matthew 11 and 27. Hear the word of the Lord reads like this. If you've got the right kind of Bible, somebody say amen. He said, Matthew 11 and 27, somebody you can lean on. All things are delivered unto me and my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden his light. Thirdly tonight, somebody to look up to. Not only in this text, the 1 Samuel 9, do we see the expression. Not only do we see the example, but I want to close this tonight on the exhortation of this text. What's the exhortation of the text, preacher? Well, turn in Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 1. We have someone to look up to, but I want to say lastly tonight in this exhortation, we need some folks to look up to. You know, we live in a time to where I'm more convinced that we're going to suffer for what we believe. I believe we're going to be persecuted for Christ. It's going to cost us something to stay true to the Word of God, stay true to His church, to walk with Him. Well, this world thinks we're crazy, but they've been thinking we're crazy a long time. Matter of fact, I'm thinking more this world's crazier than it's ever been. The problem now, they've got a cell phone stuck in their face, and we see how crazy they are. But I want to ask y'all something as the exhortation of this message tonight in closing. Don't people need some of us to look up to? We talk about the heroes of faith, Hebrews 11. You know, we live in a time when ball stars, performers, musicians, they become the, seems like the tape measure of how you achieve, how you accomplish. We need some people to be heroes in others' life that live according to this book and love the Lord Jesus. Your family needs somebody to look up to. There's church members need people to look up to. Our children need somebody to look up to. And so in this exhortation, look here as Paul is writing and how he addresses this in Titus chapter number 2. He talks, first of all, about the aged men. He said in Titus 2, verse 1, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." We need sound doctrine. Doctrine doctors us tonight. We are who we are because we believe what we believe about this Bible. We live in a culture and a day that doctrine doesn't matter in a lot of places or a lot of people. But the Lord Jesus left us doctrine. It means the teachings of Christ. So we need those teachings. And he says, hold on to these sound doctrines. Now verse 2, here it is, talking about somebody to look up to. We need some aged men that we can look up to. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. Let's look at this word sober. What does that mean? It means to be vigilant. It means to be aware. And the older people in this congregation tonight, we need to be aware of this thing, and we know it's winding down. But let me tell you, the church isn't going down. The church is going up. And so he speaks now, first of all, the aged men. What does that mean? I simply looked that phrase up. And it has to do with those that are seasoned. Those that have simply means senior. Aged men. Sober is to be vigilant. Then grave. You know what that word means? It don't mean to be dead. Shake your little Baptist head up and down tonight. It means to be serious. It means to realize the times, the seriousness. And I'm all about humor. Matter of fact, the Bible says that a good laugh makes a merry heart. It's a good medicine. There's enough here to cry about in this old world. But let me tell you something. The Bible instructs us as aged men be grave, serious. Everything's not a joke. There's nothing wrong with even a preacher having humor. But let me tell you something tonight. We must realize that the aged men should be grave, should be serious. Then look, this word temperate, it means sober-minded. Sober-minded. Balanced. Level. Sober-minded. Then look what he says. The aged men be sober, grave, temperate. Sound in faith. The only way we're going to get sound in faith is to stay in the Word of God. Sound in faith. You can't be shook by any wind of doctrine that blows through the country. For we know what our Bible says. Sound in doctrine. I told you this morning, it came out in the sermon. If you'll listen to the majority of preaching nowadays in contemporary churches, there's nothing about repentance. Just accept Jesus and live the way you want to live. This Bible has standards. And I believe this with all my heart. The Bible says this, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become anew. Folks, let me tell you, if you're saved and the Spirit of God lives in you, you can't just live like an old sinner on the street. The Holy Ghost is going to convict your heart. And I'm not the FBI. None of you are the FBI. We got a God that lives in us. But I'm troubled that a person says they're saved and they're living like the devil and it don't bother them. Sound in faith. Then he says, charity. You know what that word means? It means love. The older that I've gotten in the Lord, there is some things that's changed in the preaching in 30-something years. I've realized that you've got to love people. You've got to love the Lord Jesus. And you know, if you really love people, you'll have a tendency to work with them more. You'll have a tendency to forgive them more. We better not be so critical and say, well, they're getting what they deserve. I wonder what you and I really deserve. And nobody has arrived. Nobody has achieved. And I told a preacher the other day, I said, I'll tell you one thing about serving God that I've realized. You never do get to stick a flag in the top of the hill living for God and say, I've conquered it. It's always a challenge. Because there's nobody high as He is. And tonight, the aged men are to be sober, grave, temperate, sound of faith, charity, and then patience. Impatience. It takes time. It took a lot of time for me, and it's still taking a lot of time for me. Waiting upon the Lord, patient, realizing God does what only God can do the best. Patient. The aged men. And now look what he says in verse 3, talking about somebody to look up to. Not only do we need some aged men to look to, but we need some aged women to look up to. That the aged women likewise, that they may be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers. Not given to much wine. Teachers of good things. You know, young ladies, they need some older ladies to look up to. How did you make it? How did you handle this? How have you been faithful all these years? The aged women. They be in behavior as become of holiness. Holy women. Loves God. Loves people. Loves His Word. That a pray. Be a witness and a blessing to others. Young ladies need this type of example in our church. I'll go and hit this while I'm there. How to dress. Shake your head up and down tonight. since you won't shake your head up and down, I'll preach about it a while. How to dress. How to treat their husband. So, the exhortation, we need some folks to look up to. Aged men, the senior. The aged women, the senior. Verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober. What's that word, preacher? Vigilant. To love their husband. Watch this, and to love their children. Lord, I'm so glad I had a mama that loved me. She'd tear your back end up, but she loved her children. We live in an old coal house. We had a coal oil heater. Had one old heater stood up in the den. It gets a cold in the old house. She'd put so many quilts on you at night. You get up in the morning, you need a bumper jack to get out and on the cover. I mean, where she laid you and covered you up, you stayed there all night because you couldn't turn over for nothing. But love their children. It amazes to me what parents do with their children, neglecting them. So, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. That don't go good in 2019, does it? But can I tell you, the husband's still the head of the home according to this Bible. And that is, we're going to give an account for our homes in a way that the women don't have to. I'm convinced of that tonight. Obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Verse 6. Not only do we need some aged men to look to, some aged women to look to, but we need some young men to look to. Young men, I look this word up. You know what it means? It means youthful and fresh, not give out. I'll preach that this morning. All them young men was here. Young men. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, vigilant. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptedness and gravity and sincerity, taking God for what the Word says, sincere men, faithful men, strong men, sound speech, that cannot be condemned, but he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you, and exhort servants to be obedient, their own masters, to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining or misusing, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Having somebody to look up to, are you somebody others could look up to? You know, and I'm done preaching, but